Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When you wake up in the morning and the light has hurt your head, the first thing you do.
That's that little band from Texas. Dustin Frank bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Pete Sepp is here. Pete is the president of the National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org. Pete, tell us about NTU.
We're a nonprofit, nonpartisan citizen group founded 51 years ago to work for lower taxes, fairer taxes, less wasteful government spending, and accountability from public officials at all levels, including, as we were just discussing, the international level. It is a tough job, yeah. And we often meet defeat. I think we meet defeat more than we meet victory.
It's hard.
But we keep going.
It's hard because, as we know, the government doesn't have a revenue problem. It has a spending problem. And when you're a profligate spender, you got to become a profligate taxer, don't you?
Yeah. Eventually, borrowing can only get you so far. And, of course, borrowing is just another form of taxation. It's deferred taxes on some future class of taxpayers.
Mm-hmm.
So I really look at it as two sides of the same coin.
You cannot, as a banker told me a long time ago, you cannot borrow your way out of debt. You just can't.
Exactly.
It doesn't work.
And boy, are we digging that hole. When you think Ronald Reagan's administration was the first in which the national debt exceeded $1 trillion,
mm-hmm.
and Barack Obama's was when it exceeded $10 trillion.
Mm-hmm.
Now look where we are, headed toward $30 trillion.
We're way over. For a long time, folks, it was you compared your national debt to your GDP, and probably in 2008, I think our national debt was $5 trillion, and then as you say, then it grew, it really grew a lot, even more than I think under Obama. And now, as you say, it's going towards 30. And folks, that's prohibitive. Those numbers are prohibitive. But the thing is the bad news, Pete, is that there's no end in sight. You've got more news on that front. They're planning on taxing us more to cover, so they can justify more spending.
Yeah, I really don't want to depress everybody today, but it is important to recognize that. We have some serious fiscal cliffs coming up, and some of them are cliffs of our own making if we allow the Biden administration's plans to go forward untouched. $3 trillion of additional spending on everything from green energy to new jobs programs to new benefit programs, and this is apparently what the administration is preparing for its so-called skinny budget that's going to be released in a matter of a couple of weeks, if not days.
So, folks, this is $5 trillion in a matter of weeks or months. $5 trillion.
Yes.
And remember, this is money we don't have. This is printing press money. This is monopoly money. Go ahead.
Yes, and, of course, the experts right now are trying to figure out, well, is the administration going to propose tax increases that will cover all of this new $3 trillion, or are they going to borrow it and pass it along for the next president and Congress to worry about? Well, on the campaign trail, candidate Biden did propose about $3 trillion of tax hikes to cover a $3 trillion spending agenda. Now, I think that the $3 trillion in spending would be more because of some of the programs he's setting up, but here are some of the things that ought to concern small business owners. The payroll tax, 12.4%, would be imposed on income earned above $400,000. Again, if you're a small business owner paying tax through the 1040 system on your profits,
yep,
that could include you.
All that pass-through... And we got to remind people, Pete, when the income is passed through from your company to your personal, if there's a profit, if there's profit passed through, it doesn't necessarily come with the cash. A lot of that profit just is tied up in the assets of the business. And so you've got to set effectively a phantom income situation, but you're still going to be, yes, still be taxed on it.
That's right. That's right. And of course, you also have another problem here in that under the Biden tax plan, the rate of 37% top tax rate that currently exists would go back up to 39.6% for income. Again, profit if you're a small business paying on the 1040 side. If you happen to be able to take advantage of the qualified business income deduction, that's section 199A.
Right.
Well, if you have income above $400,000, that's gone.
That's right.
Gone. And the list goes on and on here. Long-term capital gains taxes would be taxed at the ordinary rate, 39.6%.
Wow.
If you're fortunate enough to have a capital gain of more than $1 million.
The correct name for these kinds of policies is the bring the economy to its knees bill.
Well, and it could very well do so. You know, this is the other thing we need to understand, Jim, that there are some who are saying, well, the administration may be a little more circumspect here and decide we're only going to pay for $500 billion of this. We'll just raise the corporate tax rate and call it a day. Whatever they do, it's going to impact small business.
It's exactly right.
We've got to watch out for that.
We have to, absolutely. Pete Sepp, ladies and gentlemen, of the National Taxpayers Union. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.